Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A song with a rare fade out. These days, everything just ends cold.
I was thinking the same thing.
But John Mayer. John Mayer fades out, old school style.
Perfect song for a Friday, huh?
It is. I know. It's finally Friday, or whatever it is. Finally made it. That's our theme song for today. We should do all Friday songs. Tell Jane, no, put it Friday, I'm in love. And what other Friday ones are there?
Jane, I know you're in New York, but...
Yeah, Jane, can you change everything up? Well, it is Friday, so good morning and happy Friday and whatever you're doing this weekend. Even if you're just going to bitch about how it's Friday, remember, it is Friday all day. And that one guy who texts us, even you get a little
get
bit of a Friday.
Yeah, I think we've chased him off. Yeah. Him or her.
Did you block him? Oh, you did. Guy thinks he's texting us. We don't see those, buddy. We don't need your negativity, your Friday
exactly.
Negativity. We're trying to have a party over here. Hello.
I mean, he's been doing it, or she's been doing it for years.
It's been
finally,
on repeat. Yeah.
It's like you know what? Right. Go away. But still keep listening, please.
Of course. Please never leave us, but don't talk to us anymore. all right. This part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe. Right now, the first 10 callers who are over
21.
Okay, 21 it is. So we're serving booze. Mm-hmm. All right. First 10 callers over 21, starting with caller number 9, 800-400-3697, are going to win the very first passes to the Sarah and Vinny Valentine's Day Secret Show. It's Wednesday, February 14th. Yes, that's right. It's on Valentine's Day. Keeps it easy. Makes it easy. Fairmont, San Jose. We are so excited about it. We love our Secret Show, and we certainly love taking it on the road and watching people get to hear us. Well, now you don't have to worry about it. You don't even hear it bleeped anymore. I'm sure we'll go extra crazy.
Uh-oh.
Of course we won't. We're such reserved people. So it's super fun to see it live, though, and we'd love to say hi to everybody and love to hear the live bad advices mm-hmm. that are sometimes offered. Like, you can't believe what people are willing to stand up and say.
Sonoma. That lady, I don't remember her name.
Took our head clean off. Actually, there have been a lot of them. Like, there have been a lot of things where it was like, wow, you just stood up and told all the gory details in front of a room full of strangers.
I still
hooray for you.
It's one thing when the gory details are something you can relate to, but when the gory details are gory beyond anything you've ever thought of, and that girl's cute. Like, I was all, why would you
ever let someone do that to you?
You have to just say, absolutely not.
Right. You should have said no with the get-go. Problem is, sometimes you open the door and people just keep starting moving all their stuff in.
when we talked after, because we're still all hanging out. I mean, we're at an event. And I'm like, that never happened, right? And no, that really happened. I'm like, it did not. No, it did.
What?
People are into stuff. If we ever re-air that one, put it in as like a classic or a best of, will we unedit it? We have everything.
I don't know. That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, it is pretty gnarly.
Yeah, but intercom.
I still trip out at the San Diego one with the lady told us the story.
Oh, about the husband?
Yeah.
Transitioned?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, I think that she started out by saying, I think she was a widow, right? Didn't the person die? And she was saying she was having trouble coping with the pain of that. And then as she started unfolding the story, we were just... like flabbergasted, mm-hmm. like what some people's lives are, what they're going through and what they're strong enough to endure. I mean, it was kind of an amazing story. Kind of.
Those of you in the world out there who say yes to things, adventure begins right there, right?
Right.
I'm always like, I'm going to be at home. Have a good one.
First 10 callers starting at caller number 9. Right. Who knows what will happen at our Valentine's Day secret show at the Fairmont in San Jose, but you can be there for it if you win the
tickets. All right, I'm going to get those winners right now.
All right, thank you. 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn more about your DNA story at 23andMe.com. Oprah Winfrey, she has been quiet since the Golden Globes, where everyone started saying, you know, Oprah 2020, Oprah run for president. The only things we really have heard since then, Stedman himself, her longtime, long-suffering boyfriend, said she...
Suffering?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure he's happy. But basically, he said if people wanted her to do it, she would do it. And Gayle King even said something like she, you know, I can't remember exactly what these people's quotes were, but they really sort of led us to believe that this might be something that the Great One is considering.
Do you think, this is a guess, because okay. I'm sure you only have that. Oprah is someone who is slurped everywhere she goes. Mm-hmm. She's loved by celebrities. She's loved by the common person, which I'm always surprised by because she doesn't seem to relate to anybody. She is so far at the top of a mountain that most people, there's a gap between them.
But her thing, though, has always been, I came from nothing, and I'm reaching down the mountain with my hand for you. I'm going to try to teach you how to live your best life. Like, she's, yeah, I mean, she's, I think even she would have to admit when she was walking around the supermarket with Ellen, like, she's out of touch. She doesn't have to do all this stuff. She's a very rich lady. But I think people have the sense, and I always have, that she actually does care about other people, wants to be a force for good in the universe.
Okay, so to finish the question, though, so she is a person who slurped everywhere she goes.
Yep.
No matter who you are, no matter how great of a president you are, you will be hated by a segment of the society that you are leading.
Mm-hmm.
Hated.
And you'll hear about it every single day.
And every single thing that you've ever done.
Not just from internet trolls.
That is questionable will be magnified and held up. So do you think she really wants that in her life? Because I could see the slurpers going, yes, you'll be great.
Right.
But as soon as she gets a good hard look at hatred.
I think that she would be bummed if she... I think Trump is bummed.
I
think,
do too.
You know, I mean, that's... The dude was king of his own personal mountain and everybody slurped him and he's, you know, he was able to put his nonsense out there in the world and it didn't affect the whole world. So Oprah has not personally commented on any of this. But InStyle magazine just released an interview that they did about a month ago. Which I think is before the Golden Globes happened. So that this would have been December.
Oh, okay.
In it, she talks about how Oprah 2020 is not going to happen. She said, I've always felt very secure and confident with myself and knowing what I could do and what I could not. And so it's not something that interests me. I don't have the DNA for it. I met with someone the other day who said they would help me with a campaign. That's not for me. She also talked about how people are trying to convince her to run by selling her buddy Gayle King on the idea. She says even Gayle admits it wouldn't be good for her, although it could be good for everyone else. Again, this is about a month ago. So it is before the Globe speech that sparked the Oprah 2020 hysteria. But no matter how fired up some people got, chances are she's not going to change her mind. And I wouldn't if I were her. I mean, her life seems awesome. Like,
right.
Why would you invite this into your life? And frankly, as much as I do like Oprah and think that she'd be a better president than Donald Trump, she's not a career politician. And I don't know if that's what we need either, but I want someone who's born to lead and inspired. Like, I don't want to answer their reality show with our reality show. Like, I feel like that's even more divisive than the other stuff that's happening. Like, I don't want that to be the new norm, is that we pick some celebrity like, oh, maybe The Rock will do it. Oh, maybe Vin Diesel would be a great... Like, no, I don't want that. I want people who, I don't know, have poli-sci degrees. I don't know what I want.
Well, you want at least some experience on a smaller level to understand... Look, you can have all of the greatest hopes and dreams in the world, but you can't put Pepsi in the drinking fountains. That's not an option.
Right.
So all of that, like... pie in the sky stuff, you can't afford it, or you can't get that pushed through a government because there right. are opposition to everything you try
Checks
to do.
Checks and balances, baby. You're not the king.
So
you're the
you
president.
Need to be able to somehow negotiate and work your way through all that stuff in order to actually get something done, because just standing in place won't work.
I hope. Well, there's a few things I hope, but this is one of the things I hope the next president does. Puts or somebody in Congress, you know, suggests this as a requirement of the office. I think you should have held office somewhere else at least once. That should be a qualification to be president. You should have done some public service, held some office, you know, have some idea of what a job like this entails. Like, he came in and just thought, oh, I don't know, I'll set up an HR department. They'll hire people and we'll go from there. Like, it just it seemed like he truly had no idea. Just one public office. Be a mayor somewhere. Be a city soup. I don't know.
Hopefully that scares off people who aren't suited for it, too. That would be the main thing.
Right.
Like a real good hard look at how slow moving and how impossible it is to get things done might make people go, eh.
Yeah, no thanks.
I got no time for that.
So anyway, looks like
she's out.
Well, you know, according to this interview she just did a few weeks ago, like it's not what she wants to do, and she shouldn't do it. As much as I like her, I don't want her to be the president. I want some inspirational person who has spent their life dedicated to public service.
This is an actual thought in my head from yesterday as I was looking on my news sites and just sort of keeping up with the day's events. There was a picture of Oprah, and it was again about this subject. But it was her, like, having just flipped her hair. And she had this flipped hair, big, you know, ah! And I was just thinking, say goodbye to those favorable photos once you start running, because they're going to be, you know, the one where you're in Iowa and you've been politicking for 3 weeks and you're grinded to smithereens. And that's the photo that will show up next to your latest statement. Right. Or misstatement, for that matter.
No, exactly. I just, you know, I don't like it.
I don't know why people want to do it at all.
Yeah. Well, power. Frankly. They just, you know, power, fame. I don't know. It's not the money. Although maybe it is the money down the road.
Yeah, there's money.
I don't know this kid. Adam Hicks is his name.
He's a
former Disney star. He's actually currently starring on a Hulu series called Freakish.
Don't know it.
I don't either, and I don't, and I have Hulu. I don't know. I haven't watched that much stuff on there. But anyway, he's currently employed. He's
Adam Hicks.
Adam Hicks, 25 years old. He was on Disney Channel shows Zeke and Luther and Pair of Kings, and he was a star of a Disney movie called, a Disney Channel movie, I guess, called Lemonade Mouth. And he's working. He's on, well, maybe not anymore.
What did he do?
He's holding people up at gunpoint. He was arrested for armed robbery Wednesday. Sources told TMZ that he and his girlfriend were going up to people in the San Fernando Valley, sticking a gun in their faces and demanding money. Two of the victims were women in their 70s.
And was this some YouTube gag, or were they really stealing from people? Because
you know,
it's not acceptable either way, but we have seen enough of these people who think they're entertaining and are actually
breaking the law.
Right.
Breaking the law. According to TMZ, Hicks has two prior arrests, firing a gun in July.
Oh, man.
And for battery in September.
So he's a criminal.
You know, he's this, like, uber white kid with bright red hair, like he's a total dorky looking, you know, kind of, I don't know, looks like a hayseed. Like, he just doesn't look like any kind of hardened criminal,
but
he's out there.
Sometimes those are the guys that want to show you what's
I am tough. I do have some street cred. Yeah, I don't know what his problem is. He's got a freaking job, but he's holding people up in the San Fernando Valley. So I don't know, Vinny, if it's a goof or not, but it doesn't say anything about that in the story. I'm just reporting what I'm reading. I just thought this was funny. I giggled at this quickly, and I'll just give it to you, and we can move on from it. Saddam Hussein, boy, what a guy. He was an author as well as an evil dictator.
A painter. I think he had paintings commissioned. Go on.
Yeah, I don't know. Zabiba and the King is the name of a romantic novel that he wrote. Came out in the year 2000. You can actually buy it on Amazon. But they're saying here, oh, don't do it. Here's the best part. A scene where a man has a passionate encounter with a bear, sort of. The passage reads like this, and this is a translation, and so I'm not sure if this is exactly what he meant by it, although I'm just going to go ahead and assume it is. Here's a part from the book. Even an animal respects a man's desire if it wants to copulate with him. A man, if a man wants to copulate with the animal respects that.
And gives it up.
Doesn't a female bear try to please a herdsman when she drags him into the mountains, as it happens in the north of Iraq? She drags him into her den so he, obeying her desire, would copulate with her. What? Is he saying that people are banging bears in the north of Iraq?
So.
Like, what's he saying?
I don't know.
Anyway, I laughed at that, so I thought, what the hell? I'll give it to you.
You ever envisioned a bear?
I didn't have to. I watched Leo DiCaprio get raped by a bear in that one movie.
Oh.
The Desperados. What was it called?
You liked it?
The Desecration.
You know what? He got an Oscar for that
scene. Well, it was pretty convincing. That was a mad bear. What was the name of that?
I can't remember.
Departed. Nope.
No, not Departed.
Despicable.
Where's Homeboy?
He's getting music and Yuzi's caking winners. And
all right.
It's just us. It's
no,
just
that's
me
fine.
And you, baby.
This is how it all began.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Love him. Ready Player One, right around the corner.
I got someone right here. Ready Player One was awesome, says 510. My 14-year-old son and I are doing the trilogy.
What?
Oh, book. Audiobook and then the movie.
So they're just doing it in all I was
delivery.
Like, are you telling me there's more Ready Player Ones that I don't know about?
Can't wait. Thanks for the recommendation. My son wants to know if you have other recommendations like Ready Player One. Thanks.
I like We Are Legion, We Are Bob. Are you still reading that?
I like it. I have hit a point in outer space where there are multiple
Bobs
and they're fighting, and it's got to go somewhere from here soon, or it's gonna throw me off.
I never hit a snag in that book. I read all three of them, just tore through them in 2 weeks.
Wow,
yeah,
all right,
so good. But right, every book isn't for everyone. For me, that one I loved that. But yeah, I'm sorry, Ready Player One might be the best book ever written.
Well, the premise of We Are Bob is amazing,
yes,
the idea and the early execution, but some of the stuff I have trouble imagining certain things as they're so far beyond my imagination. As he's creating these other ships,
mm-hmm,
and other
with these 3D printers
characters, mm-hmm, I'm having trouble processing all this. I know I'm not supposed to. It's a book, and I don't want to give away too much, so I won't say. But there's a point where I'm like, but if they're not in any actual form, why can't they all be on everyone's ship? Why are they?
They can be.
So they haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Like, there's a point where he's all, who wants to volunteer to be? And I'm like,
well, they have to actually physically be on the ship. They're not physical. Well, they are a computer, and they are in.
Wait till you read this book.
Oh,
you
my
guys.
God. It's so great. I freaking loved it. I had no trouble. Anything I don't understand, I just go past.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I accept that. I'll just accept it. I don't need to question it. Anyway, Steven Spielberg is going to do Ready Player One, which is the best book ever in the whole wide world. And next up after that, apparently, is a remake of West Side Story.
I never saw the original.
What?
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking
about.
You
should go. You should watch. You would love that.
Would I though?
It's a love story. Two
but
sides.
The singing and the dancing.
Oh, God, it's the best part. It's so good. Oh, my God. He just put out a casting call for a remake of West Side Story. The original movie won 10 Oscars in 1962. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Supporting Actor and Actress for George Chakiris and Rita Moreno.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in America. Everything free in America. The original Broadway production opened in 1957 and won a couple of Tonys. And Steven Spielberg has taken the reins. And, you know, I don't know how he'll do with a musical, but he's going to give it a try.
Were you guys talking about The Revenant?
Revenant! The Revenant!
People are texting in.
I'm like, The Despicable! The Demented!
The Something.
I like that movie.
With a D. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it didn't stay with me enough for me to remember the name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember the bear sex scene, though. I'm talking about that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. It's National Spouse Day, everyone. Oh. So that's great news, right?
I will honor my spouse today. Today's the day.
Plus, a story about making plans for the weekend.
Oh.
After these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:38, and oh my God, it's Friday morning! Just let it wash over you. It is Friday.
Are you okay? It. What's that sound you just made?
It's a Friday!
Nice.
Just so happy. I love Friday. I love Friday. I wake up, I'm happier on Friday. It's like, I love this job every day, and always the worst moment is at 4 o'clock when my GD alarm goes off for the final time and I got to get out of bed. But then right after that, you know, we're psyched. We have a great job.
Yes.
I was talking about this just the other day.
Absolutely.
My agent, like how awesome it is. Like, what a great freaking job. And, but man, do I love sleeping in. Man, do I love not getting up at 4. It's a good time. So, that's all. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
It's Friday.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is about to be brand new. It was already the best website.
Oh, my God.
.com magazine can be quoted as,
mwah! Yeah.
That's what they said about
M-W-A-H.
RadioAlice.com. And then, you know, our IT department said, we can rebuild it.
We can make it even better.
Right.
So click it like 10 times a day just to see if it's been updated yet. Clickety click click click.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So we'll begin with, it's not the Super Bowl weekend this weekend. I just want to let you know there's a break. So they're going to draw it out and we'll have Super Bowl next weekend, everyone.
Right. Go watch a Pro Bowl if you care.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know why anyone would.
Maybe, I don't know.
When I was little, I used to watch what happened before the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah, they have, like, the skills.
Yeah. And that was always fun, watching that, but I didn't care about the game itself.
I like that in baseball, where they do, like, the home run derby. And
yeah.
I like stuff like that.
There's a huge difference between the sports, though. And in football, a lot of times now, more than ever, guys are like, I don't want to go to that. I don't want to get hurt. Playing there.
Mm-hmm.
I fear that, you know, and then what ends up happening is because they're all there and it is fun and they're not really trying. So you're not watching a game. They're
no
like,
no one wants to get hurt.
I just watched that guy make a catch and run for it.
Oh, look at that.
I'm not tackling him.
Do they get paid extra
for
being elected to go there?
Probably. There's got
to
be some kind of compensation besides a trip to Hawaii.
But when they weren't paid bank, there was. People wanted extra money.
Yeah.
You know, football players used to smoke cigarettes and they weren't rich, like set for life rich, the way guys are now. It's become serious money.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
An ankle sprain could be a real problem. Anyway.
I just can't stay healthy.
Yeah. I can't believe that they talk like that.
Like, what do you mean? He's trying to stay healthy. They just keep hurting him. Oh.
Someone ran full speed into his knee.
Right.
That's got nothing to do with his health.
Well, if he was a little faster, he could have got out of the way. I mean, you know. Okay. For all those other injuries he suffered.
I got some different love stuff for you here to start off our morning on a Friday.
All right.
Or would you rather me start with weekend plans?
Oh, I like that too.
Do you want that?
Yeah, I want that.
All right, let me
quickly,
do that one first. Do you have a huge weekend planned?
I do. It's great.
Maybe some family events, a date night, going out with friends on a Saturday, or breakfast on Sunday. Maybe all that.
Oh. pack it in. It's the weekend.
According to a behavioral psychologist, when you make plans for your weekend, even fun plans, you ruin your weekend.
Oh.
They say, once you start scheduling things, it makes it feel more like work. You start worrying about where you got to be, what you got to get done before you can get to the thing that you've made plans for.
That is true.
It affects your ability to be flexible, go with the flow, relax, do whatever you want. Now you have to be somewhere.
Yeah.
It stops feeling like fun and starts feeling like an obligation.
You know,
I could not agree more.
The other side of that, though, is that, because I know people who are, their whole lives, and my friend Sherry, their whole lives are just so scheduled out so far in advance. And then I think that if they left their weekends open, it would be 6 o'clock on a Friday and they'd be like, all right, what are we going to do tonight? And nobody's around. Everybody else has made plans. Like you know, that's the flip side of that coin. If you like to be out and do stuff and make sure you have something going on, then you need to schedule your weekend because people are busy. Like, I'm sorry, I already have plans. Like, you know, once in a while we'll be like, oh, it's Saturday night, 7 o'clock. And it's just like our day ended and we're like, oh, well, what are we going to do? Like, I don't know, I'll call a few people, see if anyone wants to play cards. It's a little late for that.
I don't mind not having something to do. Yeah. I can always find something.
I'm afraid I'll fall asleep. I don't want that.
Why not? Because get some rest, for crying out loud.
I'll get it in the morning, Vinny.
Here's a story about love. Mm. It's going to be the opposite of the next story, so just get ready.
Oh, I see.
You know, this
All right.
stuff varies depending on the parties involved.
All right.
This year, after the holidays, millions of people went out and pursued a new relationship.
Like they're it was like, their resolution.
That is the end of this crap. No more spending the holidays alone.
I am going to couple up.
According to a psychiatrist named Scott Carroll, the best thing new couples can do. So let's say you found someone.
All right.
The best thing you can do is only see each other twice a week at the most.
Oh. He Give says, yourself time to miss the other person.
If you spend too much time with the other person, you may develop feelings that are too serious too quickly without really evaluating whether or not the person is a great match for you.
It can be very intense. Like you just dive into it. You suddenly become inseparable. The rest of your life falls away.
I've never understood those life change people who go from I'm this person to I'm a whole other person in 3 days.
Right. Well, I'm the person I am with this person.
I threw my whole lot in with this person after 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
It's like, what are you, a lesbian showing up with your toothbrush the first night?
Your moving
van the next. Come on now.
Couples may find that, spending every night together in the very beginning is a way to make it work. But it's not a formula for long-term romantic success.
Well, it shuts down everything else in your life. Like, whatever you were going to be doing is not going to be getting done. It's hard to pull yourself off when you're in the throes of a new relationship. But I actually think that's great advice, just a couple times a week. Continue to maintain your life.
Well, if you've got two people who have full-on, healthy, developed lives, it would be hard to not...
Mm-hmm.
To actually go the all in like that.
Let yourself
you have
miss
work
them. Let
and
them miss
things.
You. Right.
Don't throw all that down the tubes just because you met someone who's real cute.
Sometimes doing that person is more important than anything.
Yeah, I know.
Blow off the bar exam. You know, the things you've worked for your whole life. Just you're like, oh, really? I could spend an hour in bed with you?
I do know that feeling. Mm. Yeah. It's pretty great.
Pretty sure you missed work over it one time. Do you want to debate it?
Yeah.
You know very well.
No, I do want to debate it. I told you exactly why that went down. Mm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, but at the end of the day, it was, I needed to bone her so I couldn't come to work.
Right. But it's
so what part of that
because
is that? No, whatever the because is, you stayed to bone her rather than go to your job.
I told you this
oh,
already.
Oh, no, I know the story, Vinny.
First of all, wait, let me just say, first of all, here's the thing.
Okay.
This makes me so angry. Okay. Oh, I unplugged myself with my little display there. Hold, please. Look, here's the thing. I'd been courting this girl for a while. We'd been building towards this first night together. When it finally went down, I admit I was a little quicker than I would have liked. I'm sure I was a lot quicker than she would have liked. A lot. I mean, it really was under a minute. It was
under a minute.
There was like
that is pathetic.
All
that
this buildup. There was there was this. There was a lot of foreplay.
I hope you're watching this because you saw what this and this were. Yeah,
and I wasn't about to say you should really pace that because this is gonna be troubling when it comes time for the grand finale. I didn't want to. Anyway, it was unfortunate, and I felt like I needed to be there that next morning for redemption. It had
to
happen.
Instead of coming to work, you banged her.
Well, and then look, people,
back to my original point.
No. Exactly, yeah. And then people have sick days. You just try to call in sick, and what happens?
Yeah, that was not calling in sick. There was no calling in sick there. That was like, I might have lost my keys. I don't have my phone. Wait, I'm on my phone. No, hold on.
That's not how
it
went down at all.
It was the most ridiculous thing that's ever. And then he wouldn't tell us what had happened. He sat in our boss's office and just like looked right at you. It was, you're going to lie to me. I'm going to lie to you. Like, I'm not going to tell you what it was. And in the end, it turned out he stayed to bang someone. He missed work to bang someone.
And we only learned that, like, 8 years ago?
Yeah, when he came back, he figured, well, they can't fire me for it now.
Right.
That's not what happened.
It is.
It is what happened.
Look, the reason, look, I really respected and loved Steve DiNardo, and he stood there and looked at me across the desk and was like, look, you can't do whatever it was you did. You want to tell me what happened? And I just went, no, I don't. I don't want to tell you. I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm definitely not telling you the truth. So I'll take my lumps, whatever they be, and I'm going to move on down
the road
from here.
And it was worth it to bang that chick.
It was.
Right. So you missed work to bang a chick. Back to my original point.
I forgot. Is that the same chick that he stayed with for all that time?
Yes.
Okay, was that
chick? I would like you all to know, I totally redeemed myself the next morning. Completely.
While you were supposed to be at work.
Well, had to happen.
Okay, what's the other story?
Jesus Christ, look what you did to my break.
Tons of
you got me all upset, too.
Oh, stop it. You're a grown man, Vinny.
Is he? You and I both had the same question at the same time.
I don't know. Once you hit 50, aren't you full grown? I mean,
you know, maybe your body is, but, you know, that other stuff.
Sometimes that arrested mental development.
Yes. They say if you start doing, whatever age you start doing drugs is the age you stop maturing.
Is that right?
They do.
So he's 11.
Right. It's National Spouses Day, everyone.
Aww.
That's so sweet. So I'm gonna give it up good for John today.
Oh, you are?
Hell
yeah. That's nice of you.
Friday's our usual day.
It is?
Yeah.
So once a week on a Friday is...
Well, we might do it more than once a week, but we are doing it on Friday. Like, that's, we have the time, we finish up whatever we're doing, and that's the wifely duties.
That's nice of you.
They happen with gusto.
It's actually really good to have a regular. It's nice if you can, you know, get outside
squeeze
that.
Squeeze one in there, sure.
But a regular where someone can feel like...
I know it's on.
I know it's...
And I've been thinking about it all week.
Right.
I've been holding off. Woo!
Or cleared the chamber and I'm ready.
Whatever.
Whatever works,
whatever it
right?
takes for you to get ready. Whatever your methods are.
I lost. Oh, there it is. So here on National Spouse Day, I've got 10 ways they annoy us and 10 ways we appreciate them. I'm not going to do all of them, but here are some of the things that annoy us about our spouses. Number one is selective listening.
Oh, that's, I'm sure. He listens to me, but I don't listen to him all the time.
Snoring.
That's not a huge problem at my house, but I know Yuzi's got that.
Oh, I got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have another bedroom, so you're all set. You solved that problem.
God, sometimes on the weekends, he'll be like, can I get in bed? And then I'm like, no. He goes, okay, thanks. And he gets in. And then the dog growls at him. And then, but then he goes back to sleep and starts snoring. And there I am, just awake. It's 3 a.m. on a weekend, and there I am awake. So that's snoring thing, yeah.
Bogus. Mm-hmm. It's the worst. being a control freak, not contributing enough to the housework. These are the things that annoy us about our spouses. Messy habits like leaving dirty clothes on the floor.
Oh, that's me.
You leave dirty clothes on the floor?
I do. I just drop them in. I have a little pile in my closet where I pile my dirty clothes.
On the floor. Does it bum him out?
No. He's got a little pile for himself, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
But he isn't like mine. He'll pick his up every day or so and put him in the laundry room, and mine are just like, oh, it's laundry day. Here, let me just wrestle this giant
one pile to the other.
Ball of clothing down the hall.
Whatever.
Walk back and pick up all the socks and underpants that dropped.
That fell along the way. Who doesn't
Trace
know that
steps.
Story?
Yeah.
Here are the things we appreciate about our spouses. Hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
You can be yourself around them.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing.
It's huge.
Makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Supportive of your goals. Great parent, sexy, good with money, does the dishes.
Oh, I love all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, National Spouse Day.
The joys of marriage, everybody.
Bone your partner today.
Too bad Hooman's busy pulling the music. Don't worry, next week Bryn will be back and and Hooman will be back too.
I haven't seen Hooman in 2 hours.
I know.
Well, he's probably in there eating, like, finally a chance to have all my snacks.
It's just so funny because, like, I mean, I really am asking for him for 10 snippets from 10 songs. Like, why does it take
I just
because
told you why.
Because he likes listening to the whole thing. Like,
and he's probably snacking.
Yeah, he's probably got his whole own
the
little
The days
thing
when
going
he doesn't get
there.
To eat, you are in there and watching that S show.
Uh-huh.
He's got a routine of snacks right. going the
Constant
whole show.
Ingestion.
The whole time, yeah.
Right.
And now I'm on to my avocado. Oh, yeah. And now I'm on to my nuts. And this is my jar of whatever, the pink crap
right.
that is.
Right. It has like a wire whisk in it right. just to keep it mixed up.
That guy in his drinks. If you catch him in the bathroom, he's like this. He puts an arm up and he's just, it's like a faucet. He walked by like, Jesus
boy.
Christ, what? You'd think the guy drank one of those giant Arrowhead bottles, you
right.
know, the ones that sit in the hallway where the...
Yes. Those are, well, he's got two big cans or jars, really, big giant yeah. mason jars of some kind
Stuff.
Of juice.
408 says, the bear in the movie The Revenant was a mother bear protecting her cubs, Sarah.
Yeah, she was raping him.
A girl.
I mean, they made love. Or, well, she made love on him.
I agree with Vinny about the Bob book. Try Wool series by Hugh Howey.
I read the first Wool, and I just didn't...
You didn't like it?
I did like it. I just never
you didn't
went
like
for the
it.
Next one.
No, you didn't like it.
I don't know.
That's a sign you didn't like
yeah.
it.
I don't know. For me, the Bob books were just amazing. We Are Legion, We Are Bob is the name of it. I just freaking
says,
couldn't get enough of them.
The premise is incredible.
Yeah.
Like... You just can't believe the idea this person came up with.
Well, and you
with.
Can't believe what they discover. Like, it's just so great because I'm so about, like, get off this planet and
are.
Go to the next solar system. It's just so awesome, Vinny.
415 says, Sarah, Obama had not held office. He was a community organizer. Not
he was
elected.
A freaking senator.
I know. You can't believe people who will write in. So, and I like that you do, and I don't want to discourage people
right.
from writing in, but... Look it up real quick before
yeah,
you
before you send it off.
He was a local senator, and then he was a
state senator.
Right. For Illinois.
Yeah. He ran for public,
so,
held public office.
So, not sure holding office before should be a requirement. Yeah, he was a senator, for sure. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, let's see. Do I have something to give away? Daryl Hall and John Oates tickets with Train. And I'm going to start, I guess I'll start with Stormy Daniels. But
oh boy.
The XFL is coming back. And it's freaking so interesting, some of the stuff that they're talking about doing. Anyway, I'll get to that.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.